You're listening to 40 Days to Personal Revolution with Sarah Gage. Week 2, Asana. Namaste.
As you rest here in Balasana, child's pose, can you just drop everything from the day? Come into the now. Really tap into your Ujjayi breath, bringing each inhale through the nose, exhaling through the nose. For two more, bringing more air in, more breath, more prana, more vitality, exhaling through the nose. One more full breath, stretching the lungs with the inhale. Longer exhale. Downward facing dog, widespread fingers. Hips up high, thighs pressing to the back wall. So let the growth of today's practice always begin in the breath. Can you just grow there a little more? Can you grow into a more mindful, deeper inhale and a controlled, steady exhale? That your breath becomes audible and the vibration through the body brings the energy to your practice. We walk to the top of our mat, ragdoll pose, feet hip distance, press down through the four corners of your feet into the mat, firm up the feet, and then hug opposite elbows. Relax through the neck. Drop any expectations of your practice. Setting the intention for your practice to step out of your comfort zone, to challenge yourself in the poses which already seem challenging, and to find space and growth after you step out of the zone. Bringing hands to the hips, elbows to the sky, inhale, halfway lift, exhale all the way up to stand. Reach up, arms high, big breath in, hands to heart, breathing out. From this pose, one single om, big breath. Press through the feet, reach up, big breath, look high, take the breath in, exhale, forward fold. Halfway lift, shoulders draw back, step or hop back, high plank. Exhale, low plank. Up dog with the in-breath, downward dog, breathe out. Through the nose, inhale. Out the nose, exhale. One more here. Long breath out. Hop or walk to the top. Halfway lift, big breath, shoulders back. Exhale, fold. Press down to rise, arms high, chest to the sky, hips slightly forward. Exhale, forward fold. Halfway lift, big breath, hop back, plank. Exhale, low plank. up dog, thighs lift, downward facing dog, heels to the earth. Ujjayi breath, fingertips press into the mat, look forward, hop or walk, halfway lift, inhale, fold, exhale. We rise again, press down to reach up, exhale, forward fold, halfway lift, inhale, exhale, fold. Feet together, bend the knees, thunderbolt pose. Heavy in the heels, light in your toes. And one more deep breath as you sit a little lower. Forward fold, breathe out. Halfway lift, inhale to low plank with your exhale. However you choose to get there, you're still connecting movement and breath. Up dog, downward dog. Right foot stepping forward, warrior one. One breath to rise up. Back to the earth with the palms. And down to plank as you breathe out. Through to up dog, shoulders down the back. Downward dog, we breathe out. Left foot floats forward, right heel spins down. One breath takes you up. Back to the palms on earth, high plank. Exhale, low. We meet in down dog with a full exhalation. Let the heels be heavy. Press into the mat to move your chest slightly back. If you're getting energy from the floor, pressing down and drawing it up all the way up through the thighs and the arms. Now look forward, empty the breath, bend the knees, jump to the top. Halfway lift, breathe in, fold. Thunderbolt, bend your knees, lighten the toes. On the inhale, sit back a little lower. Forward fold, breathe out. Halfway lift, inhale. Low plank we go again. Elbows just outside of your lungs as you breathe out. Through to up dog, big breath, opening chest high. Downward dog, breathe out. Right foot steps, left heel down. You rise, warrior one. Low plank on your exhale. Through into down dog, breathing out. Left foot steps, warrior one, other side, pushing through the back heel to rise, back to plank, and you flow again. You can always modify knees on the earth, thighs up from the ground and up dog. Really good movement and focus with breath. One more here. Breathe out. Again, hop to the top. Halfway lift, big breath. Fold. Feet together this time. Big toes touch. Bend the knees. Thunderbolt, we rise. Staying here. Really intentional with the breath. And then pull the belly button, the muscles of the core back to the spine. Hands to heart, breathe out. Left elbow, right thigh. Five breaths, prayer twist. You could have palms at the chest or extend the arms high and low. For three, sitting lower. For two, one more twist as you breathe out. Complete the exhalation first. Then fold forward and release the arms. Take a breath here. Relax through the jaw. Feet together, bend your knees, thunderbolt again. So steadiness comes from the feet pressing into the earth and the core muscles pulling back to the spine. Exhale, hands to heart. And we hook over to the left thigh with the right arm. Sit lower hips, lower than shoulders. Twist on the exhale, left lung to the sky. Again, you can stay palms together or start to extend the arms to split right arm low, left arm high. For one more full breath in, twist on the exhale, fold, release. Halfway lift, big breath, hop back or step plank, exhale, low plank. Upward dog, downward dog. Right foot stepping, left heel down, warrior one. And opening to warrior two. We're going to stay here, really mindful. Right knee over front ankle, shoulders over hips, spine stacks. Big breath, lift through the torso. Lunge a little more as you breathe out. So again, you challenge yourself here to maintain right thigh parallel to the floor. When you're finding the discomfort, connect to your breath. No need to attach to the sensation in the body other than through breath. For one more full inhale, keep the lunge as you breathe out. Reverse warrior, right arm lifts, stretch up and go back. For four, keeping the right knee lunging forward in our warrior two. For two more breaths, spinning the right thigh away from you. For one more full inhale, long breath out, back to plank. Breathe in. Beautiful focus. Plank to low plank. Up dog. Downward dog. Left foot forward. Warrior one. Right heel grounds you as you rise. Good. Opening to warrior two on your inhale. Left knee tracking forward under over the front ankle. Okay. Front heel bisects the back arch. Now lunge a little more as you breathe out and spin the left thigh behind you to track knee in line with the second toe. Pull up through the torso, stacking shoulders over hips. Long breath out. Good. Reverse with the left arm straight up to the sky. Longer breath out as you look up high. Take the left lung open a little more, maybe finding a back bend. Keeping the left knee forward in the lunge for one more full breath. Inhale back to plank. We flow again. Exhale low. Up dog, big breath. Downward facing dog. Two breaths here, widespread fingers, chest towards toes, breathe out, look forward, hop to the top, halfway lift, breathe in, fold, breathe out. Thunderbolt, one breath, sit low, reach high, forward fold, halfway lift, inhale, low plank, exhale. Moving through our sun B with breath to up dog, down dog. Right foot forward, left heel down, warrior one. To warrior two. Straighten your right leg, triangle pose. Support your practice, support your pose. Find a variation. And at the same time, where can you grow from here? A little more expansive, maybe stepping the feet wider, more wider than you normally do. I'm finding a little more twist of stacking the lungs. Gazing up, if that's comfortable in your neck, look up to the left thumbnail. Stay here for one more breath because you can. Long exhale, soften the right knee, warrior two. Good. Good. Reverse. Long breath out. High plank. We go again through a flow. Big breath in, up dog. Longer exhale, down dog. Left foot stepping, warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your left leg. Lift up from the pelvis, reach forward, triangle pose. And you get your right hip open to the side wall. Push through the back foot, gaze up to your right thumb. Stacking the lungs. Grounding the left toe, big toe to the mat. You take one more full breath, pulling the chest towards the front wall. Long breath out. Bend the left knee, warrior two. Reverse, reach up, big breath. Back to plank, breathe in. Low plank, breathe out. Good. Big breath to up dog. Exhale, down dog. Good. Take your right foot forward. High lunge, reaching up the torso, lifting both arms by the ears. Deep breath in, longer breath out. One more full breath here. Left hip slightly forward, breathe out. Good, hands to earth. Back to plank. Spin both heels to your right, left arm up, side plank. Stacking the arms as well as the heels, lift up through the left side, push down into the right, palm into the floor. For two more full breaths. Good. One more full inhale. Breathe out to a flow, high plank. Exhale, low. Up dog, down dog. Left foot steps, high lunge. Right heel spikes to the sky. Left hip draws back to square up the pelvis. Ribs square to the front wall. One more breath. Back to plank we go. Exhale at plank. Heels to your left. Right arm to the sky, side plank. We're here for three more breaths. Get a little more energy, more vitality through breath. Yeah, pushing into the ground, get a little more rise, a little more lift through the right side. Good. Another vinyasa from your inhale plank. Exhale, low. Up dog. Downward dog. Full deep breath. Longer exhales. For one more. Long breath out. Good. Step or hop to the top again. Halfway lift. Big breath in. Forward fold. Breathe out. Thunderbolt. Bend your knees. Sit low. Hands to heart center we go. To the left thigh with your right arm. Yeah. Deep breath in. Twist, breathe out. Again, if you want to extend the arms, try on a new variation. Ujjayi breath. A little more power. One more. Good forward fold. Halfway lift, breathe in, fold, breathe out. Thunderbolt, you go with the bent knees, hips low, hands to heart, left elbow to the right thigh. Thighs stay together, sit low, and then add your twist. Arm variation if you wish. For two more, heavy in your heels, light in the toes. For one more full breath in, twist, breathe out, and forward fold to release. Halfway lift, inhale, low plank. One more time, exhale and hover. Up dog, big breath. Downward dog, breathe out. So checking in, if you've challenged yourself so far, or if you're sitting, just sitting with what's comfortable, bringing the knees to the ground, camel pose, curling the toes under, sitting tall, and then lifting torso, shins pressing to the floor, hips press forward to the wall, front wall. Hands to the low back, gaze to the sky, breathe in, lift through the chest, exhale, go back. For four. For three. For two. And rising up on the inhale. Palms forward, down dog, breathe out. Two breaths here. Melting chest towards the toes. Good, knees to the earth, camel pose. Thighs parallel, torso tall, hips over knees, hands to low back, breathe in. And you go again, breathing out. Yeah, really steady breath. And just commit to that. Commit to the breath. And then find challenge in the posture. For one more full inhale. Long breath out. Inhale to rise. Hands to the mat. Down dog. Breathe out. Opportunity to find length in that spine. Tailbone to the sky. Inner thighs rolling towards the back wall. Walk to the top or hop. Sit yourself down, setting up bridge pose, feet to the earth. Lean to the spine, heels and knees line up. Palms to the earth, arms to the ground. Take a full deep breath. Just let it all out. Feet stay parallel on the mat. Arms tuck underneath your back. Shoulders down the back and in towards the spine. Press into the floor like roots and rise up, hips to the sky. For five. Knees stay parallel with the thighs for four. Press into the floor a little more. Through three, send your chest to your chin, pressing through the feet. For two, keep the arms pressing to the floor. Good. Relax the arms to the side, roll down the spine. Full breath in. Long breath out. Full wheel, feet to the earth, or wheel prep if you don't want to push up. Feet to the ground, knees and heels line up. Hands back behind the shoulders, breathe in, and you go up as you breathe out. We're here for five. Yeah, and if you get halfway, and the comfort zone starts to close in, stay with it. Step out of the comfort zone. Challenge Stay mindful of breath. For one more. Chin to chest, breathe out, come on down. Rest with a breath. And cleanse through the mouth as you breathe out. And then back up, feet to the floor. Going back to Ujjayi breathing in and out the nose. You go up for five. Pushing down for four. Hips to the sky, up a little more. For one more. Long breath out. Come on down. Supta Baddha Konasana. Resist the urge to bring the knees to the chest. Just let the legs come down, knees apart. Yeah. Bring your knees back in together. Grab hands to the back of your thighs. Rock up and down the spine a few times to rise into Navasana. Taking easy boat pose first, where you clasp the back of your thighs with your hands, pull up through the chest, and just sit there. So getting comfortable with the foundation or the base pose to build from here. Sitting for three more. For two with a steady gaze. And one more full breath. From boat pose, extending the arms, releasing the thighs. Now you're going to do that boat to scale the best that you can. Give it your all, bringing the hands back behind the hips, crossing the ankles, tucking the thighs in, pushing off the floor with the palms to lift your hips. Maybe the shins go underneath you and then you swing them back. Four sets of boat to scale. So you do what you can. If that means taking blocks beside your awesome body, then you do that. So three more, up to boat, palms behind the hips, knees up to the chest, tuck, and then lift the hips. For two. And maybe it's uncomfortable. That's okay. Keep with it. And then come back to boat pose after you're done the fifth one. For two. For one more, lift through the chest. Feet to the earth. Forehead to the knees. Give yourself a little rounding, relaxing through the chin and jaw. Good. And then we're going to face the south side and extend the legs to either side corner of your mat. So for this room, taking the whole length of your mat with the legs apart. So first, just sitting tall, extending the legs as far as you can, bringing the palms just in front of you to the floor. Okay? Flex the toes up, press the heels outer ways, like towards the side walls, lift up through the chest, and just pause. Okay. Feel the calf muscles press into the floor, the toes lift up to the sky. Okay. Get a little taller through the torso, straighten the spine, walk your hands a foot forward, pressing into the palms, but hinging with a straight spine. Staying active in the feet. For two more breaths here. And then you're going to take this into like a bowing position, walking forward a little more. Maybe we'll work that out with your neighbor. Maybe need to slide over and adjust mid-pose. Coming down with the torso closest to the ground. Support your pose, if you need to, with a block. But surrender and commit. Five deep breaths. Notice if the need to fidget arises. And then let that go. Come into stillness through two more breaths. You complete your exhale from this breath and slowly rise back up. Bring the feet back to center, lay down dead bug. The spine, low back on the mat, the feet parallel to the sky, grabbing your feet, stacking ankles over knees. Five breaths. And relax the low back to the mat. Find length through the back of your neck. Or another way of saying that is with the head down, tuck the chin gently into the chest, lengthening the back of the neck. Closer to the mat. One more deep breath. Long exhale. And release the feet, bringing feet to the mat. Let's extend the right leg straight down. Bring the left knee up towards your chest. Take your left leg over to the right. A gentle twist, closing the eyes, relaxing the arms. Letting that left leg come over as far as you can to receive the twist through the low back. You could support the left knee on a block. Close your eyes and observe your next two full breaths. Turn your head to center, slowly come out of the twist. Back to center with your left leg straight down in line with your left hip. Right knee up to the chest and give a little hug. Good. Take your right leg over to the left side of the room. Let your arms rest. Close your eyes. Two more full breaths again. turning your head to center slowly and right leg back to center. And support low back close to the mat, allowing that natural curve to the spine, but still allowing full support of the spine on the ground. Extending your legs straight forward, arms resting down beside your torso. Take a full deep breath in. Through the mouth, breathe out. Closing your eyes to rest. Slowly bring your knees up into your chest. Give yourself a hug. To your right side, fetal pose, just resting here. The right arm supports your head. Complete your exhale. And on the inhale, push off the left palm to sit up. Coming back to a comfortable seat. Bringing the palms at the center of your chest. Sitting tall. knowing that each time you come to your mat, each time you practice, there is an opportunity for growth. Growth from allowing yourself to find a new expression of your practice and a new container, a bigger container, moving out of your comfort zone. We'll close our practice with a single om through a deep breath. Om. Thumbs up to the third eye. Chin to the chest. Namaste. Good job, everybody. Great work. That was our 40-minute practice.